that Caleb had noticed, but then it was hard to judge a beast's gait while fleeing for your life in front of the working end of the horns, rather than admiring from a safe distance.
"Keep an eye on it," he ordered. "What's up?"
Luke's easygoing smile faded.
"I've been double-checking our feed supply, and depending on how hard a winter we get, things might get tight. We're running more head this year, and with the floods 2 springs ago, we lost a lot of ground."
Caleb let his brother talk him through what they had stockpiled, but he couldn't remember enough details from the previous year to give a firm answer off the top of his head.
"All the records are in the office. I'll check them. But at this point, there's not much we can do except hope for the best."
Luke nodded.
"Just thought I should mention it."
The two of them paced through the main bar in companionable silence. The familiar posts and beams that formed their playground growing up was now a base that provided their adult living.
"The new nanny gets here today, right?"
The topic Caleb had been trying hard not to obsess over. The upheaval in the household about to take place. While he was desperately happy there would be someone to help take care of Sasha and Emma, Caleb was damn sure this was the worst great idea he'd ever agreed to. Those little girls were his sunshine and light. Now 9 and 7, it had been 4 years since he and their mother had divorced. Sasha had accepted the change with stoic resignation, but Emma had gone quieter than before. She'd never been a huge chatterbox, but now she rarely spoke, and never to strangers. Still, they knew he loved them. He made sure of that each and every day. Hiring a full-time nanny was supposed to fill in the missing gaps and help keep everything in their worlds spinning right. That made the coming awkwardness bearable, because tomorrow, yeah, it was going to be awkward.
"Said she'd be here by evening."
Luke nodded.
"You must be looking forward to having a woman around the place again."
Caleb held his tongue as he headed to the nearest horse and bent to check its hooves, so he didn't have to look his brother in the face. Tamara Coleman, the soon-to-arrive nanny, was most definitely a woman to look forward to. Bold yet feminine, just the way he liked. Soft edges and bright spark, luscious and... And he adjusted position uncomfortably. Didn't that just figure? The first woman to tempt him since his wife had left, and she had to be the most hands-off prospect around. He stuck to the facts.
"It'll be good to have her here. The girls need a woman's touch in their lives. God knows I'm not the one to give it to them."
Luke snorted, but he didn't move, waiting until Caleb had to put the hoof down or look like a fool. The instant their eyes met, Luke shook a finger at him.
"You might not have a woman's touch, whatever the hell that means, but those girls love you. You're a damn good daddy to them, so don't go putting yourself down. It's not your fault you've had to be both mom and dad." "I appreciate the good word, but the truth is a guy can only go so far raising a couple of little girls. And now that Ginny and Dare are gone..."
His sister and foster sister had done more than they ever should have since his wife left, but they'd both moved out earlier that fall, one to travel, one to set up her own home.
"You're doing the right thing, getting a nanny in full-time."
Amusement danced in Luke's eyes.
"I'm just saying your girls aren't the only ones who'd appreciate a woman's touch right about now."
Luke's comments were cutting him to the core. Caleb and Tamara's first meeting had been brief, but memorable. Mostly because he spent the nights after their encounter tangled up in lustful dreams. Long, dark brown hair, flashing eyes, curves that didn't quit. Curves that made him daydream about learning her so thoroughly, he could move over her with his eyes closed. Would Caleb appreciate the woman's touch right about now? Fuck. Caleb ignored the answer he wasn't about to give.
"This is not about having a woman in the house for anything other than being a nanny. Make that clear to anyone who says otherwise."
Although he was bullshitting himself, pretending the thought of Tamara being around wasn't enough to make his libido kick into overdrive.
"I don't want her spooked off before we even give this a chance." "You won't spook her. You're solid and predictable."
Luke smacked him on the shoulder.
"I'll make sure I remind the hands again. And I'm taken, so you'll just have to warn off Walker when he gets home. Oh, and Dusty." "She's nearly 30,
Caleb drawled.
"You really think she'd be interested in Dustin? He may be young, but he's a stone."
Luke waggled his brows.
"The ladies like us."
Caleb resisted rolling his eyes.
"You're so full of shit."
Luke just grinned harder. A quick check of his watch poked Caleb into action.
"I need to get moving to finish before the girls are home from school."
His brother considered.
"You know what?